TypeScript 3.6. Talking about books. Joey.
You really enjoy reading, Joey, don't you?
No, I do very much. I'm a prolific reader.
Can you tell me the title and the author of one of your favourite books?
Well, it's very difficult to kind of pinpoint a favourite book, but I suppose The Woman in White by Wilkie Collins particularly sticks in my mind.
Wilkie Collins?
Yes, that's right.
And when was that written?
It was just in the 19th century. So it's.
And what kind of a book is it?
It's a detective story with a bit of romance thrown in, so you've got it all there, really, complete package. But it's a very good detective story.
I think I've heard of it. I think it's called the very first detective story that was ever written.
Oh, really?
I think so.
It's the first one. It's jolly good.
And what's it about?
Well, it's basically about mistaken identity. The woman in white looks very like this young lady called Miss Fairley. Basically, it's the main character is Walter Hartwright, who's a young artist, and he goes up to the north of England to instruct these two young ladies in the art of having how to paint. And he falls in love with Miss Fairley, but he's too poor, so she can't marry him, so she marries somebody else.
Oh,
and then he hears that she's died, so he goes up to her gravestone and he's weeping on her gravestone. And when she suddenly appears, so she pretended to die so she could escape from her...
Well, is this because she has a lookalike, somebody who looks like her twin?
But it was the woman in white that had actually died, not Miss Fairley.
Ah, so, I mean, they look so alike. Identical twins.
As if, yes.
A wonderful theme for a detective story.
Indeed.
Where does it take place, this story?
It takes place in London in the north of England, because that's where he goes to teach these two young ladies.
Mm-hmm. And you really, obviously you enjoyed reading it very much. I mean, why particularly? Why did you like it so much?
Well, you know, it's so important when you look forward to reading the present book. You can't wait to go to bed because you want to carry on reading it. And that's what it was like with this book. I couldn't wait to go to bed so I could carry on reading it. And I would
read
until the early hours in the morning.
You couldn't put it down?
No, absolutely not. It was very good.
Page after page. I think that's the best, the best kind of book, isn't it?
Definitely.
Oh, that's great. Thanks very much.
Ken.
Right, Ken, what kinds of books do you enjoy reading?
Actually, I enjoy reading quite a range of books, but I suppose if I had to choose one, as it were, for my desert island, I would choose autobiography. And I think mainly because I just enjoy reading about other people's lives and the adventures they've got into and the ups and downs of the character of their lives. And because they're always very weighty. And somehow you get to know the people very well and perhaps with more insight than you might otherwise. You may hear about them on the radio or television and so on, but suddenly you get behind all that and see what it is that makes the person tick, and that always fascinates me.
What about a particular book that you've read recently that you really enjoyed?
Well, I think the book that I always come back to is Laurie Lee's Cider with Rosie. It's a favourite. It's one that I'm always recommending to young students to read. It's extremely good quality. He is, of course, a poet, and this comes through in the language and his observations. Never fails to please me. I always find something new in it to enjoy. He expresses himself so very well. Lots of humour, acute observations, and generally he is a writer who I think is a real writer in that he conveys his enthusiasm for writing itself and his life and the things he sees.
What's it about, Cider with Rosie?
Well, Cider with Rosie is an autobiography. It tells of his life in the Cotswolds, in a little village. And it starts when he's about 3 years of age, and it tells of the village, its people, the way the society works, and about his growing up in this rather countrified, quiet little community, which he stays there until he's about 18, and then off he goes around, I believe in the first case on his journey was around Spain. So it's his childhood in this little village, and it describes the village, of course, its characters, and the way he feels about it, and the way it shaped his life. And it's called Cider with Rosie because the one event that he remembers particularly well was a little encounter with Rosie in the bushes with some cider. And you're left to think about what that may mean.
Kate.
Kate, do you like reading?
Yes.
Good. What about telling me about just one of your favourite books? What about its title and its author?
It's called The Valley of Adventure, and it's written by Enid Blyton.
And what kind of a book's that?
It's an adventure book.
Oh, an adventure book. The Valley of Adventure, I suppose it would be. And can you tell me a bit about it? Can you tell me about the people who are in it and what it's about?
There are four children called Philip, Dinah, Lucy Ann and Jack, and they get on a plane, but they're meant to be getting on their friend's plane, but they get the wrong one.
Just the children?
Yeah.
The four of them, just them?
They get on the wrong plane, and they end up in this deserted valley where there's this hut full of food, and they break in.
That's fortunate, with food.
And they break in and get the food, and they see that there's someone else living on the island, and they follow them, and they find a map this old man gives to Philip.
Yeah.
And they find a huge cave of treasures and gold. And
so it's a treasure map?
Mm.
Wow. And is it exciting?
Very.
Have you read lots of stories with these characters?
Yeah, I've read about 12 of them.
And is there just the four children in the story? Is there any...
There's a man called Bill, who's their friend, and their mum. But the mum doesn't get very involved.
And what about the ending of the story? What happens in the end?
They find their friend, and he gets to the police, and the police take the treasure and they put it in a museum, and they give some of the money back to the villagers who lost it.
No, it sounds very good. Well, what about if you met someone who didn't know Enid Blyton stories and wondered about that story? Would you recommend it? What's your opinion of the story? Why did you like it?
I liked it because it was really exciting and it kept you on the edge of your seat.
Page after page?
Yeah.
All right. Any other reason why you liked it?
It was funny.
Which bits are funny in the story?
When some of the children are speaking. And the parrot. They have a pet parrot.
They have a pet parrot? What's it called?
Kiki.
Kiki.
And it's really funny because it answers back. And it keeps these men wondering. The parrot keeps talking. And the men don't know he's talking, so they get scared and run away.
They don't know it's a parrot.
No.
It sounds great. It sounds really good. So exciting and funny. That's why I like it. Thanks very much. That's terrific.